let's set the stage and just look at some of the broad strokes of events that were occurring in the early 90s and see what they must have meant for the growth in the market for integrated circuits. Now, by the early 90s, important trends in global trade demonstrated the growing importance of integrated circuits. By the year 1987, Bill Gates was a dollar billionaire. His wealth was generated on the development and distribution of computer software. This software was critical in bringing the computer to the home and office desk and ushering in the era of the personal computer. Now, computers and their software existed before, but Microsoft's software, it's agreed, very general broad strokes, to have had quite a significant effect on the trajectory of the personal computer. I mean, this is indicated by at least the amount of wealth that the personal computer and specifically the Microsoft software was able to generate for Bill Gates himself. The confluence of computing power and economic demand was creating wealth in domains adjacent to and reliant upon the technical evolution of the computer chip. In the early 1990s, the United States government waged a military campaign against the state of Iraq. In what was a demonstration of technical advancement, the United States would wage a war characterized by precision bombs and stealth aircraft designed by computer models whose computing power was itself reliant on the integrated circuits. The guidance for these precision weapons was also dependent upon integrated circuits. Where demand was driven by the United States government, concerns about national security of integrated circuit supply chains would begin to emerge. In that era, American weapons relied on Japanese chips.